What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. And we're going to get into another reacting to batshit crazy weirdo libs of TikTok. But before we do that, let's give you a word from our sponsor.
Addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cut us up, baby, dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. When Caddy said I need another one, gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot, for it be sold out in your store. That dizzle.
That dizzle. That's right. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. You see the hat? See the shirt? Dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw it on ice, and the colder it gets, the better it gets. Like she said, addicted. Not no coke, but addicted. You know, coming back for more. Definitely check them out. Go to dizzlebrand.com. Click on our locations, and you'll see online order links. The top three links are online order links to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper one, if I'm not mistaken. And also below that is actual locations through California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Dizzle just got distribution through Arkansas. So Little Rock, here we come. All right, we're going to react to the libs of TikTok. I have watched a tad bit of these at the beginning. I haven't watched the full, you know, just kind of watched a, you know, first few seconds to see what kind of batshit crazy stuff they're talking about. Let's go.
Well, assume that you asked this question in the way that you really want to learn. So I will explain all the ways that it is okay. Let's say that you're attracted to women. Well, if you're attracted to a woman, then you're attracted to cis women, trans women without bottom surgery, and trans women with bottom surgery. If you're attracted to BJ, then you could be attracted to a cis woman, a trans man without bottom surgery, a trans woman with bottom surgery, or a non-binary person, which, depending on their assigned gender at birth, having or not having had the surgery. But it is that exclusion that makes it transphobic. So if you say that you like women and you like BJ, then that would mean that you're attracted to cis women and trans women who have had bottom surgery. It is just...
Pump the brakes. Let me stop it right here. First of all, one thing I notice about all these people is they're not comfortable in their own skin. If they were, they wouldn't have to look like a... I don't know, like a ghost or something. Try to, I don't know, look like a ghoul or goblin or whatever they're trying to look like. Just because someone doesn't want to date a trans person doesn't make them transphobic. See, you jackasses don't even know what phobic means. Phobic means fear. Just because I have a preference doesn't mean I'm scared to date people of the same sex or transgenders or whatever it may be. Has nothing to do with fear. Has everything to do with attraction, preference. You know, this idea that just because I won't date a transphobic person, I'm scared of them. No, that's complete horseshit. It's complete bullshit. That's just their way to make them feel better about themselves and to try to force me to accept things that I probably would never accept in society. Actually, I would never accept that a man could become a woman and a woman could become a man. That's never going to be acceptable in my book. And so the only way for them to make me look like the big bad guy is to call me a transphobe, because I don't accept something that they accept, you know? I mean, I go to the burger joint up there all the time and get a burger and fries for $5. Guess what? They don't accept credit card. They don't accept credit card. Do I spaz out? No, I just go get cash. I get cash out before I go there. You know, this idea that just because somebody doesn't accept something that you accept, they're transphobic. It's horseshit. It's bullshit. Off to the next.
No matter what your gender identity is, you are okay exactly the way you are, and you are loved. It feels good to be yourself, doesn't it? The end.
How did your girls like this book?
Let me play this again. Hold up, because it... Let me run that back.
I am like JJ, so...
Your identity is. You are okay exactly the way you are. And you are loved.
Okay, if you're okay the way you are, then you wouldn't feel like you have to change your identity. I mean, I'm 5'4". I'm a short guy, so I've always been looked down upon, no pun intended. You know, when most women don't like short guys, I'm too short to make it in what I wanted to make it in NBA. The odds were against me from day one. I'm not the most attractive, but I don't feel like I'm the ugliest person either. I'm not the skinniest, nor am I the fattest person. I got a little gut. I could be looking a lot better on my upper body and my gut. But I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I don't feel like I have to change anything about me to make me feel better about myself, except maybe, you know, work on my gut and my chest, and not even just so I look better, because it's the common sense thing to do, because it's the healthy thing to do, is to stay in shape or get in shape and then stay in shape. That's the common sense healthy thing to do, you know, and everybody will feel better about themselves if they're healthy. Anybody that's not healthy probably isn't going to feel too good, you know? And health should be like top of the priority list of most people in society, you know, staying healthy and make, you know, prolonging life as long as you can. But if you were, it's just so hypocritical they say that. If you were comfortable with who you are, then you wouldn't have to pretend to be a woman pretending to be a man and a man pretending to be a woman, because it's all pretend. It's not reality. It's a man cannot be a woman and a woman cannot become a man. It's not how it works.
I could have killed you. Next but one. I chose to let you live. I chose to let her live, as in I had a choice. All women should have a choice.
Do you realize what you just said? Killed. I cannot wrap my brain around this, no matter how I look at it.
If you don't want to use the word kill, that's fine. If you want to use the word kill, that's fine. When you use hand sanitizer, you kill germs. I could have simply chosen to let you not exist, but I let you exist. I let you form past the zygote phase.
Is that better?
So yes, I realized what I just said. And
pump the brakes here. The laws of nature let us exist. The laws of nature, the laws of procreating let us exist. That, like, this woman is... She's already a terrible mother in my book. She's already a terrible mother in my book. The fact that you put this on social media, social service probably should be knocking on her door. Yeah, like the laws of nature, man. Life itself, you know. people act like any one person dictates the laws of nature and the existence of life itself. I don't believe it one bit. I don't even believe life necessarily started with just one being. It could have been multiple beings. We don't know. We don't know. But the laws of nature dictate it. This lady's batshit crazy. Let's hope her kid doesn't see this video when his kid gets older. Like it's batshit crazy. On to another one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. Get marketing promotion for promopalace.biz. One-stop shop. Before I go to these next lips, I want to go back to this last one with the lady with the baby. Said, I could have killed you. I could have basically aborted you. Well, you know what? You could have closed your legs too. You could have not opened your legs. You could have told the man to put on a rubber. You could have used birth control. I mean, those are three other options right there. You could became a fucking nun. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people act like there's no other options. And you know, all due respect, when I talk about abortion, I'm not never talking about rape victims. Rape victims are always different. I'm always talking about consensual sex abortions, because that's what she was basically saying. I could have had a consensual sex. I could have killed you off, but I chose to let you live. No, life itself, the existence of life, procreation of life, the laws of nature, those is what chose to make us exist. You know what I'm saying? You know, and just the fact that she acts like, that's the thing. These people act like there's no other choices. You could choose not to open your legs. You can choose to only have anal sex. You could choose to use condoms, birth control. You know, there's three or four other options right there. But they just say, you know, they act like these options aren't there. All right, next little bit of TikTok.
As trans to my second graders, I am trans.
Silence.
Do you know what that means?
No.
It means I was born.
Okay, apparently the video wouldn't even finish, because even the video, my StreamYard apparently caught on to the bullshit that he was about to say. Okay, of course, when you come to a bunch of second graders and say I'm trans and ask them, do they know what it means? Of course they don't know what the freak it means, you freaking idiot. Are we this stupid? Of course, two-year-olds don't know what the fuck being trans is. And if you're a fucking teacher asking that question, a rhetorical question like that, that you don't know that every kid in your class does not know the fucking answer to that, then you had no business being a teacher. This is why parents are going batshit crazy. Because they are hard. Obviously, only crazy liberals and my sisters want to be teachers. Because these liberals that I'm seeing on these teachers, every time I see these libs of TikTok with these teachers, they're all dumber than a bag of bricks. Of course, man, it's common fucking sense that the two-year-olds don't know what the fuck trans is. Are you fucking kidding me? And then he's going to sit there. I know what he was going to say, that, you know, basically it means when I was born, the doctor guessed my gender wrong. No, they didn't. You just are not comfortable in your own skin, so you're not getting enough attention, and you got to pretend to be something you're not so you can feel better about yourself or you can get more attention. That's all this is about, man. That's all this is about. Because at the end of the day, they're all going to realize when they're 40-something, 50 years old, a man cannot become a woman and a woman cannot become a man. You can pretend to be one. That's it. Off to the next.
You don't know, my name is Lyric. Today, making a video that isn't like the other content that I typically make. Basically, I'm raising money to help fund my son's transition-related costs. I'm sharing this with his permission.
Pump the brakes. This is another thing people get batshit crazy about. This looks like something that really upsets, like really get me upset right now is the fact that he said, I'm sharing this with his permission. I would argue that you don't have your son's permission. That you haven't given your son a choice in this matter. That based, first of all, there's no way his name, real name is Lyric. That's his pronoun name, his transgender name. That's the thing. Transgender parents should not be forcing their kids to be transgender, man. And that's, I don't even know if I want to finish this video because that's what I think is definitely going on here, that this dude is influencing his kid to become a transgender and transition. That's the thing. You can't transition because you can't. Once again, a man cannot become a woman and a woman cannot become a man. Unless a man is going to cut off his penis, get a vagina with a womb, get pregnant, give birth, and breastfeed, a man cannot become a woman. Unless a woman can grow a penis, produce sperm, knock up another woman. Sorry, it's make-believe, fairy tale. But let me go a little bit into this more.
Basically, we already have a diagnosis of gender dysphoria for him. We have gotten his blood work done, and we need to start him on puberty blocker.
Up. Pump the brakes. Blood work. There's no way no blood work is going to tell you. And that's the thing. This diagnosis, it's bullshit. It's a made-up diagnosis. No way your blood work tells you that you're supposed to be a boy or a girl. Your blood work is not telling you're supposed to be the opposite sex. Like, oh, you're supposed to be a boy instead of a girl, or a girl instead of a boy. No way. No way I can just take your DNA. Your DNA can tell what sex you are pretty much, but it doesn't tell what you're supposed to be. Oh, my gosh. They're ruining this kid's life because a false diagnosis.
As soon as possible. Now, I transitioned later, so I wasn't familiar with how puberty blockers worked. Basically, my insurance doesn't cover this.
And nor should it. Nor should it. And this is not a laughing matter. Once again, this is a person who's transitioning, trying to force their kid into transitioning. That's all it is. I'm off to the next. I'm going to get upset if I stay on this one longer. Oh, and I guess the last one doesn't want to play. Well, good, because, look, man. It's okay to, let me load this video up. Let me look in the camera. It says, it's okay for somebody to be weird, to look weird, act weird, dress weird. But it's another thing for you to live in a fantasy world, make-believe world, and try to pawn it off as reality and try to call us transphobes and all types of names because we won't accept your make-believe fantasy world as reality. No, I live in a real world, planet Earth. And that's the thing. These people, they need to come back down to Earth. They don't live in the real world with this transgender stuff, this pronoun stuff. It's make-believe, man. And it's just people who want to feel better about themselves. It's all about their sensitive feelings. They don't care about facts. You know, feelings over facts, according to them. But that's not how I live my life. I live facts over feelings. I don't get emotional just because something's true, just because something is reality. It's a fact, you know, and that's what they're doing, man. I don't know what to say about this stuff. A lot of these people, they're just going to regret these decisions they've made, because I can tell you right now, all of society is not going to conform to transgenderism. We're not going to conform to a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man. Until we can actually scientifically see it done, like I said, you know, there's nothing to talk about, man. There's nothing to discuss. Women ain't growing penises and dudes ain't giving birth, you know, to kids and breastfeeding. So case closed. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Another batshit crazy libs of TikTok. And I need to find other videos to react to. I just got so much on my plate with my marketing company, social media content I got to create on my accounts, the podcast, got a dog to take care of, I got a house to cook clean and bills to pay. So it's not easy, but we're getting there. But I've been doing a lot more reacting and whatnot. And once I get bigger and get more fan base, hopefully people will just start sending me videos to react to. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And we're going to end it off with a word from yours truly. Good. This your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.